This is Terry Mandel, DO dictating an attorney letter to Brad Smith, attorney at law of the Kenan Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Smith, per your request for a independent medical evaluation on your client, Jafon Miles, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is J-A-P-H-O-N. Last name is M-Y-L-E-S, M-Y-L-E-S, period. On March 8th, 2025, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records as well as took the history directly from the patient via telephone, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 37-year-old male, height 6 foot, tall, weight 185 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about October 9th, 2023, period. The patient was driving east on Highway 67 when a semi pulled out in front, causing the patient's vehicle to swerve into a ditch, period. He went airborne into a field, period. The patient was driving a van with his seatbelt on, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he did sustain injury, period. No airbags were deployed, period. The patient was jerked and he had immediate pain in his mid and low back region, period. Despite treatment, he is still experiencing pain in his lower mid back and upper lower back, period. New paragraph. The patient's mid and low back pain was caused by at least two fractures, period. He was treated with physical therapy, comma, a brace, comma, and medication, period. The pain is described as constant, period. It is described as a stabbing-type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment, as best recollected by the patient, was that day ambulance took him to an emergency room, and he was transferred to another hospital by ambulance, period. He was admitted a couple days, given a brace, period. A couple weeks later, he was seen at physical therapy a few times, period. He was treated with bed rest and a brace, period. He had checkups by his family doctor a few times, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems with housework, comma, yard work, comma, playing with the kids, comma, sitting over 1 hour, comma, standing over several minutes, comma, lifting over 5 pounds, comma, sports such as basketball and bowling, comma, sex, comma, and sleep, period. New paragraph. Medication denies. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicines and exercises, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for diabetes. New paragraph. Past surgical history denies. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured his low back in the past, period. The patient has never had a fractured bone in the past, period. The patient has not had a prior history of back conditions, period. New paragraph. Patient's occupation is that of a laborer, and he missed 8 to 10 months of work as a result of this injury, period. New paragraph. Upon review of the medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the sample studies that I noted. Emergency room report, Mercer Health Emergency Department, October 9th, 2023. Patient was a restrained driver of a van, swerved to the left to avoid impact and his vehicle hit a ditch, period. He had pain on the left side of his chest part, but primary complaint is pain in the low back, period. On physical examination, several abnormalities documented, including uncomfortable, comma, moaning, comma, and grimacing, period. Chest wall tenderness, period. Musculoskeletal showed bony tenderness present, decreased range of motion in the lumbar region, period. CT of thoracic spine showed an L1 burst fracture, 50% loss in vertical height. Retropulsion at the level of the superior end plate. CT of the lumbar spine showed an L1 burst fracture. CT of the chest showed no evidence of traumatic injury in the chest, period. Final impression, 1, lumbar burst fracture, 2, MVA, 3, chest wall contusion, 4, uncontrolled type 2 diabetes mellitus, period. Emergency room admission discharge. Admission date, October 9th, 2023. Discharge date, October 11th, 2023. Problems were a lumbar burst fracture. Number 2, MVC. They say admit to ONT. ONT. Impression was compression fracture involving L1. Non-compressed horizontal oriented fracture through T12. Disposition was home, period. Ortho Indy Northeast, October 30th, 2023. Transfer from Mercer Health, period. Driving east around Coldwater, Ohio at approximately 55 miles per hour when a truck pulled out in front of him, L1 burst, period. CT revealed L1 burst fracture, period. Objective tender to palpation of the superior. Tender to palpation of spinous process of the upper lumbar. Assessment, L1 lumbar burst fracture with mild retropulsion. Status post MVC. Plan is bed rest. Records from Department of Interventional Pain Center, April 5th, 2024. A 36-year-old gentleman with complaints of pain in the left side of his low back, period. Started in October 2023 when he was in a car accident and ended up with a fracture of L1 vertebral body as well as T12 vertebral body, period. MRI of the lumbar spine, October of 23, showed evidence of compression fracture involving L1, period. There's approximately 40% compression with some retropulsion of the posterior slash superior aspect of L1 vertebral body, period. Horizontal oriented fracture through T12, period. Neuroscience Institute note, January 3rd, 2024. His back pain began on or about October 8th, 2022. He was driving a Sprint van, period. He was hospitalized in Fort Wayne, Indiana, where imaging studies revealed a L1 compression fracture, period. He was placed in a TLSO, that's capital T as in Tom, L as in lumbar, S is in Sam, capital O as in Orville, that's capital T, capital L, capital S, capital O. He was placed in a TLSO, which he wore for several months, period. He currently complains of back pain, period. Lumbar spine was tender in the left lumbar paraspinal area, period. Impression, compression deformity, L1, horizontal T12 fracture, secondary to motor vehicle accident in October of 2023, period. He needs a little more time to heal, period. Athletico-physical therapy, functional capacity evaluation, May 3rd, 2024. Client is functionally employable at this time, however, is limited, period. Carlisle, Urbana brain spine note, Carlisle, C-A-R-L-E, Urbana, U-R-B-A-N-A, Carlisle, Urbana brain spine report consult, July 16th, 2024, referred for persistent thoracic back pain after T12 and T1 fractures, period. Treatment recommendations are branch blocks, period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME and reviewing the above medical records, have found that all of his treatment as outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of October 9, 2023, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are 1, lumbar trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, and L1 compression fracture of 50%, period. Number 2, lower thoracic trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, and T12 fracture. Number 3, chest wall contusion resolved, period. The above 3 diagnoses were directly caused by the automobile accident of October 9, 2023, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, please note the following 2 impairment ratings, period. In reference to the thoracic region, utilizing Table 17-3, the patient qualifies for a 3% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the lumbar area, utilizing Table 17-4, the patient qualifies for a 7% whole body impairment, period. When we combine these 2 whole body impairments, the patient has a 10% whole body impairment as a result of the automobile accident of October 9, 2023, period. By permanent impairment, I am meaning the patient will have continued pain in both the thoracic and lumbar regions for the remainder of his life, period. He will have residual loss of range of motion in both these areas for the remainder of his life, period. The patient will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in his lower thoracic and upper lumbar region as he ages, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Ongoing over-the-counter medications will cost $80 a month for the remainder of his life, period. A back brace will cost $250. You need to be replaced every 2 years, period. Some injections in the lower thoracic and upper lumbar region will be $3,500, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient via telephone, period, but I have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation, and we have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.